do the tailpipe drag.
I know that grandma would have loved her like she would. Good morning, Medford.
I liked it. Did you get my? Oh.
Yeah. Did you get my voice crack in there, everybody?
7:13. This is Liberty World Peace.
This is Mandy B.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Wow, that was really lovely. Well, this morning, folks, I've eaten a peanut butter patty and a sip of kombucha. I don't know how you're doing, but I'm feeling fine.
I've slipped some water, had half a protein bar.
Here, I'll sip some. Ready?
Oh, there you go, fans. She's staying hydrated. Well, I brought Libretti said PB patty because she finished her organic chemistry course yesterday.
I was doing a little bit live on air when I subbed in.
Oh.
Dylan Page was like, yo, so how'd that enolate work out? And I was like, terrible.
But it's over. And that's all that really matters.
Wait, did I send you? So I was in the basement of Tisch Library studying for this ridiculous exam. Mm-hmm. Absolutely absurd. But we're past it.
Yes.
And there's like, I was doing a practice
question.
Wait,
for everybody out there, there's three questions on the exam. The first question was worth 100 points.
Like, there were six, but the first was.
But the first was 100 points.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You just can't do
and
that.
And then one was 50.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
So that's a failing grade right there if you get them wrong.
She didn't get them wrong. She's my superstar.
But there's a Jewish molecule. I had no idea. Hexanoil. Isn't that hilarious?
Schwitz and hexanoil.
Yeah. What? Hexanoil walks into a bar. Yo, man, you come here often? No.
Like, where are you going with this? I was like, either this is going to be a fire 7:15 joke, or we're just going to have to laugh it off. Yeah. And we're laughing it off for everyone. I hope you're laughing, too. This is our last bird watching.
It's craziness.
Except, no fear, everybody, because last night, 7, that's a lie, around 10:47, I got an email requesting that I add your desired time slot to the summer schedule.
Oh, baby.
So I will be holding down the fort with bird watching, and hopefully Libretti can make the trip up sometimes.
Oh, for sure,
Mindy. Monday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. How perfect.
Oh, ideal. I wish we could, like, keep that time for next year.
I know.
But I feel like I'm going to have class.
Monday, or maybe it's either 8 to 9 or 9 to 10. Either way, no more of this 7 a.m. nonsense that we're always 6 to 10 minutes late for.
Yeah, the birds absolutely can be watched at 8 p.m.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sunrise is not required for bird watching. Little known fact.
Little known fact from your resident bird watchers.
Yeah.
So, first and foremost, I must give a shout out to our main girl, Paige Chamberlain. Probably shouldn't have said her last name, but I hope nobody,
you know,
and
I think
finds
that's like a generic name.
Yeah.
She's
anyway.
A white girl with brown hair.
Sorry, Paige.
Sorry.
Well, I actually love her dearly. That was so harsh. Don't go find her.
Please don't.
Okay. So anyway.
I was saying that's a mm-hmm. good thing in this situation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because we love genericness. Anonymity.
Yes. Anywho. She has another chem exam from 8 a.m. And so while she usually likes to sleep in until a nice 10, 11, sometimes 12 p.m., our main girl Paige is up for the show today. And so we love her so much. She's going to do great things on that exam.
I truly hope she does. Also, there's a nice curve for chemistry, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Paigey, they're going to have to cut you off that curve.
Yeah. Curves will be based on you, babe. Okay, so I got a really good another song coming up for
I'm
you
so
all.
I'm so excited. As soon as I can find the aux, I'm so excited.
Oh, you're there.
You are.
Okay.
Hit
thanks.
It.
Slowly, it's the sweetest thing. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Sunrise and those brown eyes, yes, you're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in desert. You're the talent, all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. If it's a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something?
Wow.
Oh, God, we really were raging in here.
Oh, my God, that hit hard. So, Scotty, I have to fulfill your hex and oil dreams.
This Scotty, is also my father, who's listening in, slash the only one that motivated us to come out this morning. Just he woke up, saw his text, bird watching this morning, and I was like, no. And then Rachel's like, we must.
So, hex and oil is like the guy that like comes and like asks to stay on your couch, and you're like, I forgot. Wait, this isn't my joke. This is one by... Oh, wait. I can look in a text message for it.
All right. Well, while she's looking, I'll fill the time void. So, finals week this week. I think the entire campus is complete after this, like, crazy 8 a.m. chemistry exam, except for your main girl, Mandy B., who has a final exam tonight from 7 to 9 p.m.
That's so absolutely tragic. And it's in economics.
It's in economics. It's not even, like, a... Like, I had a food ethics final. I could bang that out from 7 to 9 on a Thursday night, no problem. But, just makes me mad. So,
Invites hex and oil to crash on the couch. Oh, that was such a crash landing. Hey, hex and oil, are you comfortable? Yeah, I make a living. Courtesy of Isaac Rosen, everybody.
If you're listening, Isaac, thank you.
Oh, he's definitely not listening.
That's okay.
Oh, we get my dry cleaning saga, perchance.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
All right. Small plug for the Hillsides Cleaners. Like, one step for, like, one giant leap. One small step for Hillsides Cleaners. One, like, giant leap into, like,
Rachel and
psycho
Claude's
land for
life.
Me. Yeah. Let's just say I bring all my worldly possessions to Hillside's dry cleaners every...
Okay, instead of being a normal person and packing up your stuff in a box and shipping it home and then shipping it back to school when the time is right, Libretti just takes all of the clothing that she likes but doesn't need over the summer.
Like winter clothes.
Dumps out the dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And then says... And then when they're like, oh, I'll be ready in a week, she goes, no. I'll be back in September for it. Just keep it safe for the whole summer.
Okay, they offer storage. It's like, it's a promo that they do for some reason. And it gets you to bring them all of your earthly possessions. So the poor man that runs Hillsides Cleaners thinks I'm going to have a freak out when I come back. I don't know. Like, he just, like, is really nervous about, like, having all my worldly possessions in his possession. But, like, he is such... I have such great confidence in him.
What was the grand total, both? So, things that are dry cleaned, just so you know, you count. But the things that are just wash and fold, you do it by the pound.
Right.
So what's our count and poundage up to?
Oh, well, poundage isn't that much, honestly, I think. Probably like no more than 20.
Of clothes.
And, okay, we're talking bedding. We're talking towels.
Everything.
Yeah. But there are 49 pieces of...
Sorry, what was that?
There are 49 pieces of dry cleaning.
49 pieces of dry cleaning, everybody. I don't have that many clothing items that, like, are nice enough to be dry cleaned.
Well,
Libretti just... She was weird. She was, like, trying to get rid of stuff, and she got rid of so much, so I'm very proud of her. But
thank you.
She tries on this dress... No, the skirt. What's the brand again? Diane von Furstenberg. I don't even know that. I just know it. It's like a really nice brand. And she tries it on and she goes, oh my God, it still fits. And I was like, "Why? When's it from?" She's like, 7th grade. I was like, you were sporting around a Diane von Furstenberg skirt around like the middle school halls.
Oh, no. I looked great though at morning services.
Because
I had a bat mitzvah every weekend. Mostly, sometimes two.
Oh my God, 7th grade was bat mitzvah season.
Right, that's exactly.
Okay, you deserve it.
And it was an appropriate length then. It wasn't like...
It's a cute skirt.
Oh, very cute.
We love it. So, don't worry. That was kept. Probably dry cleaned.
No, I'm bringing it home.
Oh, it's like, a summer piece?
Yeah, I think I would say so. It's like a little... I wouldn't say it's work appropriate.
Okay.
I think bending isn't an option in it.
Mm. You want to be able to bend.
Oh, yeah. We love the bends.
We really do.
No, we hate the bends. Reasons why we'll never go scuba diving. The bends.
I don't know what the bends are.
What? It's like when you come up for air too quickly and it's like you're down on the bottom of the ocean and like you're packing your oxygen and then you have to like slowly like rise up in oxygen levels.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yeah, and if you, it's like oxygenated, your blood gets oxygenated and you feel funky and sometimes you die.
Uh-oh, we don't want the bends.
No.
That's why she's not going to wear the skirt to work because she can't get the bends.
Oh, what do you have next, Mandy B?
Okay, new Head in the Heart song.
Oh, excellent. I hope you think it's excellent.
I do as well.
But ciao.
If I never come through, yes, it haunts me. Sunny days I miss you, yes, it haunts me. First you see it, then you feel it. Now I'm caught and we're making our own thing. Now I'm following you out to the coast. If I never come through, if I never come through. Don't tell me I lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. Found myself in a conversation from a missed connection. From a missed connection. From a missed connection. I lost myself in this maze. Yes, it haunts me. Felt it slipping sideways. Yes, it haunts me. I feel it in my soul. Is there something I'm missing? Should I follow this wherever it goes? I will always come through. I will always come through. Don't tell me I lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. Found myself in a conversation from a missed connection. From a missed connection. Only as alone as I wanna be. Let's see all the people standing on the street. The fallen fruit of a family tree. A crystal ball in the Odyssey. Did you find whatever you were looking for? Had to open every single door. I get the feeling you've been here before. From a missed connection. Don't tell me you lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong. Found myself in a conversation from a missed connection. Standing in a little purple dress. Want my eyes in the right direction. Find myself in a conversation from a missed connection.
All right.
like someone's about to die. You just watch your mouth when talking about the father of the bride. Why's your heart grown heavy, boy, when things were feeling light? Turning this June morning into some dark judgment night. This ain't the end of nothing much, it's just another round. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
So, sugar, all Mandy B literally did not know there was a whole Vampire Weekend album out.
I didn't know it. When did it drop? So that was from the new Vampire Weekend album.
Wait, all right. I think it was like Monday.
Oh my God, that could have been study playlisting.
4 whole days.
Whew, I'm sweating out here. That was so good. So like they've already dropped 6, like 2 at a time so far. So I know 6, but there's 18 on the album. Everybody.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You counted. That's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't personally count. There was just like a count at the end of the album.
Oh, you're so right.
But yeah, I really, wow.
Wait, this is a great opportunity. Yeah, wow. She was truly shook.
It was just a whole like roller coaster of emotions that happened in the studio.
She may have shed a single tear of joy.
I did. I think I did.
Mm. It's like a bittersweet kind of a day.
It is.
I'm rolling on out of here to get on a freaking plane.
Yeah, she is.
Home. I mean, like, home will be so lovely.
Yeah.
But also, like, we just have such a time in Medford.
We really do. And, like, I definitely think that before finals, we were all like, all right, we're ready to be done. But now that they're, like, winding down, like, I'm just ready to be done with finals. I'm not necessarily ready to be done, like, chilling here and sitting in Carm 304 and just chatting.
304 looks so sad. But there is a mega bed.
We did mega bed last night, partially because Libretti has no sheets.
Yeah.
But also because we love each other.
I'm going to do a quick PSA.
Please do.
The first page is a banger.
Okay, do it.
I don't know if like you can call a PSA a banger, no, but it really...
It's a banger.
Okay. May is National Bike Month.
Oh my God, yes.
And there's a little cartoon. Hey, Dad, I'm going to a traffic safety post. Oh, no. I'm doing a traffic safety poster. Do you have any ideas for a slogan? Sure. ... Cyclists have a right to the road, too, you noisy, polluting, inconsiderate maniacs. I hope gas goes up to $8 a gallon. Thanks, Dad. I'll go ask Mom. Why? That's a great slogan. Thanks, Dad. May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. Wait, that's my birthday week.
Yeah, it is.
This is such a me ad. All right. It's an excellent time of the year to try this helpful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe.
This is the longest
PSA. But it is not safe to
I'm so sorry, everybody.
A car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. I thought that I was going to say... Lulfane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Yeah, mass, Olds, beep.
She got him.
Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers.
It's almost over, I think.
Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is. Wow,
it is a
drive
vehicle.
That bike.
Yes.
And every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Libretti's literate. Okay, so I'm so sorry to all our listeners who have been here the whole time, but we must give our girl Paige a shout out
Paige
again.
Paige C, period. Because we would never reveal her full name on air.
No. But she missed our first shout out, but we still love her. And we want her to do amazing on her Chem 2 exam.
Woo!
Which she's going to because she's a superstar.
Like we mentioned earlier. There was things about curves. There was also something about anonymity and generic things. But, you know, we'll just skip right over that. This is why we get do-overs in life.
Exactly. So, the next song that's coming on is Libretti and My Theme Song. She sent it to me a couple of days ago, and it's so good.
Oh, it's truly a treat.
It's really listeners. A treat. And if you listen to the words, you'll understand why.
Well, it's like an if you know, you know kind of thing, I think.
I'll give you a hint. Libretti and I are in love, so. And we're about to leave each other, so. Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, it's fine.
It's okay.
You played the song.
young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. And I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't wanna lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Someone I thought had died so long ago.
sorry for that abrupt cutoff.
No, it's not abrupt. You just can't hear the fade. They can hear the fade.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry. Mandy B thinks I've just been shocking you out here.
Enough. Okay, so those were just a few soul songs. I hope they really
resonated.
Got your soul going today. We're in our final 10 minutes of our final show of our sophomore year of bird watching.
Which is wild.
Such a nuanced final thing.
Yeah. Also, like, to be halfway done with college is so scary.
It is. About, like, a month or so ago, the Brady's in the room looking in the mirror, brushing her hair or something, and she goes, in such a casual way, isn't it so weird that we're almost halfway through with college? And I was like, yeah, because I have, like, no more of an idea of what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Were you shooketh in your boots?
I was shooketh by your very casual hairbrushing comment. Hmm.
But yeah, okay. Sometimes I just hit the, like, I just come does. Out of nowhere. It's like a crash landing, sort of. Mm-hmm. There's a big thought process that went behind it, and then it just sort of, like,
bloop. But then it's like what actually is like floor. Verbalized, and then you're like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I have to backtrack. It's actually embarrassing. Actually, it's something I do often.
But. You're just so pensive. Mm. And then you have, like something ultimately to say, but no one knows where it came from.
Mm-hmm. I think we should end this bit.
Okay. Yeah, it's nostalgic, but.
But you know, they don't need this in the last 7 minutes.
They really don't.
Again, this is Libretti World Peace.
This is Manny B.
And you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Bird watching.
We'll be back in the fall.
Oh, yeah, we will be.
Hells yeah, we will be.
We just decided that we're going to make a summer joint playlist and just, like, dump things as they come across our brain.
So when we come back, we're going to have so many songs.
It's going to be.
Honestly, for all those loyal listeners out there, you're willing to send us recs. And we can add them as well.
Yeah. Also, like, you can follow us, I guess, on Spotify. Like, whoa.
Probably.
If you see my Instagram story right now, it's Flaming Mandy B for not knowing that the...
It's don't a little, me like that.
No, because we think we're such radio girls.
Oh, my God. We're such radio heads, everyone. We're so in the loop. Yeah. But are we... Mm.
You know, we dip in and out of the loop.
We do. I've been listening to much more of my Discover weekly playlist, which is definitely good for me.
See, sometimes I just overload on James Taylor, and then I have the wackiest, like, vaguely bluegrass shit on my Discover weekly, and I'm just not about it.
That's super fair.
It's happened. It happened this week, and someone played it while studying for Orgo, and I was displeased.
Mm, yeah, that was, like, I have a lot of folk that I like to play, but, like, in the realm of, like, Hozier and, like, George Ezra, but then...
George Ezra.
But then my Discover Weekly will be, like, hardcore, like, on-the-farm vibes, and I can't really get behind
right,
that.
Right, exactly. It's like, Spotify, you thought you knew me, and you don't. And I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
We're getting to know each other, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like any good relationship, it takes time.
Yeah.
Like me and Libretti.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we're gonna send you off into the night this one, and then another one if there's time.
Yeah, all right.
But we're done talking. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great summer.
Thanks.
I love you in the morning when the blood runs to your cheeks. Babe, you were the first thing and the last thing that I'd see. I was just a boy striking matches upon your heart. I couldn't get no sparks. Ask me to go faster, put my foot down to the floor. Standing at the edge, I feel like I've been here before. Loved you in the darkness and I loved you in fluorescent light. If it don't feel right, you can run and hide, babe. Like a bird you can take flight. If I've been holding on too tight, if I've been holding on. Thank you. standing in the rain. Take it as the truth, or you can take it with a grain of salt. If it don't work out, you were in the shower, we were talking through the glass. Packing up your suitcase, you were humming to yourself. One day you were smiling, I could tell by how you sounded on the phone. You said, I'm coming home, babe. I'm thinking about 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 coming home. I'm thinking about coming home.
Some guy skipped in front of me. Can't believe I paid an entry fee. And I don't even got the energy to smile for a selfie.
And I know that I should go home, but I'm still standing here, so I guess one more for the road.
I wanna raise a toast, so this one's for the sparklers. Dudes wearing shades in the darkness. Hats off to the DJ. Same song twice in an evening.
Save me. Can't take it.
You bought a big old house, filled it with a love.